If you want to go ahead and turn in Ephesians chapter 3. Have your Bible, Ephesians chapter 3. Want to begin reading it, verse 11. You pray for us. Our throat's about shot. You pray that the Lord just touches and you listen hard and I'll preach fast and we'll go to the house. Amen? Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11. The Bible says, according to the eternal purpose, which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him, whereof I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to this. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be the strength to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I want to preach a little while. I was thinking on this, and this past week, boy, what a burden on my heart. And as we looked at some things and circumstances that had happened, and we're trying to preach revival and trying to do some different things, and I was thinking about the family and that loved one they had lost so tragically, and the funeral that was coming up, and the family and the friends and the relatives and all those that would gather around at a time like that. And I got to thinking about how great God is and how much He wants to help every one of us. And if we could all just come under the envelope of God and allow Him to begin to manifest Himself to us and give us that help, praise God, that He has for us. It would move us out of circumstances and put us in other places, praise God, closer to Him. And as I thought of that this week, and I was reading through Ephesians, and I come across this text, and when I got to verse 15, it says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Boy, that just reached out and grabbed a hold of my heart, Brother Kim. Because I thought, oh my God, in so many situations, the whole family ain't going to make it. And there's so many situations, there's folks that's going to be left by the wayside. And I thought, oh God, help us that we can know today that there's a good God of glory who loves us enough, praise God, that He would come and touch and accept every one of us. Amen. Boy, I begin to think, oh, what a tragedy. Even the thought of maybe somebody going out of here and going in the wrong direction. I want to say today, there's a heaven and there's a hell. Boy, we need to know this side of eternity, where we're going to spend eternity. Amen. Before we get there. But I got to thinking about how much deception there is in the world. And as Paul's a preaching here, and he said that, you know, even through the tribulations and the trials he's going to, he said, I'm glad you don't faint at my tribulation. He said, because it's just working for your glory. Amen. Because God's using me, praise the Lord, that you might receive something, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. It's so good that you can't get past it. And he says, for this cause. Boy, I got it. This just reached out and grabbed my heart. He said, for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe Paul was saying, I've got a burden for lost sinners. I've got a burden for families and homes and lives. He said, praise God. He said, I fall on my face for God. And I cry out that God would send help and send it now. Amen. But as we got over there and we thought about that deception that's in the world, and we brought it out yesterday, the deception that's there that wants to keep people from getting saved, wants to send folks off into hell. The deceptions of the devil, it's rampant. Amen? It's deception that the devil's telling people that they don't need God and godliness. Amen? The deception today is telling people that that's not really important. You know anybody like that? He said, the devil said, well, that's not really important. God ain't really important. Godliness ain't really important. You go ahead and just do what you want. It's okay. But I want to say that's a lie of the devil. Amen. We're losing, praise God. Listen, we're losing. The church is losing. We're losing the battle. We're losing the fight. We're going to lose the war if we don't get a hold of God one more time. And I got to thinking on this. Paul says the whole family in heaven and earth's name. He said that he would grant you according to riches of his glory. He said that's what he's got for you. He said God wants to pour out his riches to you. He wants to give you, praise God. He said if he had to, he'd bankrupt heaven for you. You say, preacher, you really believe that? He gave the best he had when he gave his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If he's going to give his only begotten son, praise God, what makes you think he ain't going to give us all he has? Amen. He done give the best. Hey, everything else, praise God, would be second best. Hey, glory. He said, just a blessing to you from him. Amen. He said, he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. He said, what he wants to do, praise God, is bless you. He wants just move in, praise God, take up his abode and just give you joy, praise God, that's down in your soul that you can't get away from. Amen. That's what God's wanting to do, and he's wanting to do it for the whole family. Amen. Not just for you, not just for somebody else, but the whole family of God he's wanting to do it for. Amen. He's wanting us all to get in and be partakers in the inner man of men. Praise the Lord. Doing something for us that we can't get a hold of. Amen. He said that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. How do we have it? Through faith. For by grace you're saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. He said, hey, it's God just pouring it out unto you on purpose because he loves you. And you're just receiving it because you know that he loves you. Amen. And it just keeps getting better and better, praise God. And you can't get away from it, and you wouldn't want to. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of deception, a lot of pulling in this world, trying to pull us away. And we try to figure out what's taking place. And the Lord said that you being rooted and grounded in love. And I thought, whoa. Man, when I read it, I said, that's it. That is it. We need to be rooted and grounded in love. Amen. We love the Lord Jesus Christ because of who he is. Because of what he done for us. And what he's going to do, praise God. Amen. Knowing that he loves us and he cares for us. But then I got to thinking about it. He said, may be able to comprehend. Now watch this. With all saints, what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. Amen. Well, I got thinking on that, Brother Rex, and I thought, praise God, it's the measurement. It's the full measurement of what we need. Amen. And I got to thinking in my mind, I thought, where are we missing that, Lord? Where's our figures wrong? And boy, God got to stir it in the depths of my soul. And I got to thinking about it. I said, God, what's happening is our lives just don't add up. Amen. It don't come up to the right, in the mathematics of it. It just don't come up. I got to thinking the other night, and I'll be honest, I was going a different direction this morning. But I got out there yesterday evening, and I got out there in the study, and I was out there about 8 o'clock, and God got the stir in my heart. And I went back to some other texts and was looking, going into the old district. But God put me back in Ephesians chapter 3, and I got to look at this. I thought, oh, God, here it is. Amen. And I went back in the house this morning about 1:30, praise God, with glory in my soul. I say, thank you, God, for showing me the mathematics of a right relationship with a holy God. You see, what's happening, praise, in the world today is that we're missing God. Amen. We've got so far, praise God, we've got so far along in our journey by ourselves, praise God, that we forgot that we left God behind. Amen. We need to get God back up beside us. We need to get back up to walking with him. Amen. See, I got to think about it. We done kicked God out of the school. Said we don't need him down at the schoolhouse. So you don't pray. You don't take God with you. You don't read your Bible. But I want to say, I'm afraid today that we've kicked God out of our house. Amen. I'm afraid there's not a presence in the house, praise God, to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. And I got to thinking about that's why we're losing the fight. And I got to putting some numbers down here and doing some math. Now, I'm not very good at math, but I can add on a calculator. Amen. Amen. And I got to thinking about our lives. We have 168 hours in a week. That's how many hours we have. That 168 hours, that makes up 1 week, 7 days. Amen? Amen. And in that 7 days, we spend 1 hour a week in Sunday school. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We spend 1 hour a week in Sunday school, maybe 3 hours a week in a worship service. That's if we make it to every service.
Amen.
Amen. So that gives us four hours a week for God. Amen. Now stay with me. All right, we go to work. We go to school. If you're a kid, you go to work. If you're an adult, 40 hours a week. Amen. That about right? Some work a little more, some a little less. I know that. So we go 40 hours a week to work. Amen. I figure about 10 hours a week for travel time. To get you to work, get you from work. Amen. And all the running you have to do in between.
Amen.
Am I about right? My math still good? Amen. So that comes down to, so that put together makes it about 50 hours a week. Amen. So you take 168 minus 4 is 164 minus 50 is 114 hours a week. Amen. But then you figure, well, you gotta sleep some. Amen. And I know every one of us, we need our beauty sleep, so we figure you gotta get 8 hours a night. Amen. Now they're saying that you don't need that. That you can make do with less. But let's say for argument's sake that you gotta get that 8 hours a night. So we spend 56 hours a week sleeping. Amen. Wallowing to bed. Amen. So it comes down to it that we only have 58 hours a week, 58 hours a week in the home. Amen. So we've got 58 hours a week, praise God, to do what we need to do. Amen. Are you hearing me? Now that's the mathematics of it. But the question is this, and the question comes from Mrs. Woosett. I thought that would be a good one. Mrs. Woosett comes and she says, well, and she's Mrs. Woosett because she's about to woos it. Amen. She's doing the best she can, but she's about to woos it. And she comes and she says, Pastor, I need you to help me with little Billy.
Amen.
Huh? You know how little Billy is. You know, you're going to be polite and you want to help her. She said, oh, Sister Woosett said, I'm going to keep praying for little Billy. And if I get on, I'm going to make an opportunity. I'm going to get him. I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to encourage him. I'm going to try to point him in the right direction. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Woosett said, hey, help me pray. She said, it'll be all right. I mean, you want to be polite. You want to try to encourage her. Amen. We want to try to do the right thing. But you know what we ought to do? We ought to just look at. We ought to be honest with Mrs. Woosett. We ought to say, Mrs. Woosett, hey, let's just look at this thing. Let's do the mathematics. It's not working out.
Amen.
He said because little Billy, he spent maybe 4 hours a week at the house of God, but he spends 58 hours a week down at your house. Amen. He said, there's no way I can do it 4 hours and what you can undo in 58. Amen. He said, there's no way.
Amen.
That we can fill them full of Bible verses. We can fill them full of God. We can love them all we can, but we can't undo what's undone in a home. Amen. Amen. We send them down there to the schoolhouse. 40 hours a week, thereabouts, not quite that much because they don't actually go 8 hours a day. But we send them out of the schoolhouse to some teacher who don't even really know them. And the school set up is a structure and it's controlled. Amen. Now I'm just being honest. The school system is controlled. They've already got down, wrote down. I mean, they got it in their books. This is exactly how it's supposed to be done. We won't deviate from the plan. We got to get them through here. Amen. So little Billy, he goes down there and they instruct him. They indoctrinate in those things, those principles that they've sat down to teach him. And he begins to get those things because he has to. I mean, they drill them into him like a drill sergeant. And he sits there and he listens to that teacher. But she's a stranger. In a stranger's voice, they won't hear. I mean, she may try to give him a little encouragement, try to point him in the right direction. And we've got a lot of good teachers that do that. They try to encourage them. They try to point them right. They try to tell them truth. They try to get some good biblical, some good principles in their heart. And boy, I applaud every one of them for that. But I want to say that teacher that don't know him, praise God, can't take the place of a mama and a daddy.
Amen.
Amen. They can't take the place of them. Amen. If we're going to see the whole family get in, praise God, we've got to make some changes. Amen. We've got to get God back in the home. Amen. We've got to make it to where He's so welcome in the home, praise God, that He's part of that home.
Amen.
He said, oh, preacher, that'd be so hard. Why? Amen. When we decide, praise God, that what we have to do is quit trying to make and just give it to Him. Amen. Just give it to Him. Say, Lord, here it is. See, that's what happened in biblical times. See, I can tell Mrs. Woozit, I mean, she's about to lose it. But I can say, hey, listen, it's going to take a little bit of a desire from you to see things go right. Amen. And to correct all the wrong that's taking place. And it's going to take making God the center of our lives one more time. I got to thinking about the examples God gives us in His Word. The answer's really in it. In Acts chapter 20:20, the Bible says that Luke tells us that the Word of God, they proclaimed it publicly. And what? House to house. Amen. You say, but preacher, you mean they didn't just get it down there at the synagogue? No, no, no ma'am, no sir. Amen. They had it at the house. Praise God. And they took it to the house, from the house to the synagogue. Amen. You can't get it. You can't get all you need from the synagogue, from a church house. Praise God, you need to get part of what you need from your house. Amen. Needs to be part of your home. Needs to be a foundation that we're building on. Amen. Boy, it breaks my heart because the whole family, a whole lot of them ain't going to make it. Because we don't have the foundation. We don't believe God. We see in Romans 16:5. Remember Aquila and Priscilla? He said that was the church was in their house. Amen. Said, praise God, they met with God. You remember the story they took Apollos? He was up there preaching. He didn't know. He's just preaching old John Baptist doctrine and repentance. And they got him. They took him aside. Took him down there at the house and pulled him up to the table and got him warm, fed him a good meal. He said, Paul, let's tell you a little something. Let us say more clearly, praise God, so you might understand the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He got up. Amen. He's risen. Right, down there at the house. Well, they had church. Amen. Had church down there. When things wasn't going right, praise God, they got in the book and said, well, let's fix it.
Amen.
Let's see what God says. I wonder what it'd do to our heart, praise God, if we started getting out of order, praise God, we'd reach got that blessed old black back King James Bible and put her back in order. Amen. It still work. Praise the Lord. They met in the house in Mark chapter 1, verse 29. Remember that Jesus down there at Capernaum? He was in the synagogue teaching in the synagogue. And the Bible says He left the synagogue and He went down there and went into the house. Amen. He went in there to Peter's house, remember? Oh, Simon Peter. Amen. And they said his mother-in-law was sick of fever. Amen. So he went in there and the Bible says he healed her. Praise God. Amen. Why? Where did he do it? He done it down at the house. Hey, praise God. If he's going to go heal and done, praise God, it's going to have to take place out at the house. Amen. We've got to heal. We've got to heal the home so that we can heal the family. So we heal our lives, praise God. Get us back where we need to be. Mrs. Wu said, I know your fears. I know where you're coming from. Amen. But we gotta realize, we gotta be honest with ourselves. We've got a part in this thing. Amen. It's an amazing thing to me. The home, we think, I guess, that it's a self-made thing. We go out and we're taught in society. We grow up and we're sent to school to receive knowledge. We're trained. We're taught all the things that we need. We're taught how to play chess. Amen. So it stimulates our mind. We're taught how to dance so we don't flop around uncoordinated all our lives. Amen. They send us to business school so we have knowledge so that we can deal with men and deal with numbers and make a living. But nobody ever trains us, praise God, to run a home. Amen. There's not a home management 101. Why ain't they? Amen. I want to say there is. It's right here. I've told you many, many times I missed out, Brother X. I messed it up so miserably, but it's unreal. I messed it up. God, Brother Bill. I made a miserable, I was a miserable failure in my life. Building my home from the foundation. Amen. But God help us, praise God, to realize that the majority of our time is spent in our home. Amen. It's what we choose to do. Amen. It's what we choose. Listen to me. It's what we choose to say is important. The say that matters the most.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question. What matters most to you? The things around you? The things that we chase after, idols? Or is it our home? Our home should be the most important thing. It should be the focus of our most attention. But we bring them up and we're not trained to build a home. God help us. We need to start training to build a home. And praise God, Paul said you do it by knee language. Amen. He said you start out with knee language. He said, pray, say, oh God, help me to be what I need to be.
Amen.
See, if we ain't careful, we'll look at our spouse and say, boy, if he had just pulled up there. Ms. Woozy, if he had just step up to the plate, this thing would be better. And then Mr. Woozy, he looks down, he says, boy, if she'd do her part. I tell you what we got to do, we got to come together. Praise God. Because if not, you know what we're going to do? We're going to lose our families. The church is losing, praise God, because we can't come together. But Paul says, praise God, if we've got the love of God in our hearts, he said it ought to bring us together, it ought to pull us together, praise God, to make this work.
Amen.
So that God could get the glory. But in day and hour, we're living in a place when people don't have the proper training to be a home, to build a home, praise God. I remember a story. There's a story of a little Jewish boy. Little Jewish boy, and he lived in a little town far away. And he had a great mother who was virtuous, who loved him. And she looked at him and she thought there's something special about him. And she wondered about those things that he said, even things that he done. And we hear about her quite often. Let me tell you something, daddies. Let me tell you something, you fellas. I believe that little Jewish boy had a daddy. Don't say much about him. But I believe as that daddy worked and he labored. I believe that little old Jewish boy would hang out sometime with daddy. And I believe it was something that was running over from him. I believe it flowed out of him. I believe he sung the good godly stuff. I believe he kept things before that little old Jewish boy. Praise God, he could get a hold of, that he could build upon, that make him strong, that would build him. So one day, praise God, he might be able to have a home.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, did it work? He brought him up in a way, Brother Kim, that one day, that little old boy, you'd see him, he'd look up to heaven, and he'd say, my heavenly Father. Who was that little Jewish boy? It was Jesus, praise God. He had some training at home, praise God. They didn't just assume that he'd make it okay. We better quit assuming our home's going to make it okay. We better back up. We better reevaluate. Praise God. And we better charge on for the good glory of God. Amen. With that inner man full of the Holy Ghost of God. Say, you know what, God? From here on out, we're going to get it right. Amen. Praise God. But that little old boy grew up, went to the cross of Calvary and died for me and you. Amen. What gave him that desire? What gave him that staying power to stay in there all the way to the end of the way? It was something, praise God, that was taught to him in his home. Amen. It was something that's instilled and rooted in him so deep, praise God, he couldn't get away from it. Amen. It was taught down in his house. Praise the Lord. It was given to him when he was little, and he never did get over it. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, we need to plant it in these little ones, praise God. It needs to be in our home so entrenched, praise God, that they can't get away from it. The statistics, as I was reading a while back, said the statistics say that young people that are raised up in a fundamental Bible-believing church, a small church like this. Amen. Now listen to me. That when they get older and they go to college, sometimes they get away. Sometimes they, if they don't get away from their faith, they go to bigger churches looking for more opportunities. But statistics show that 2/3 of the time, when they get in their mid-20s to early 30s, and they start having their families themselves, they start to building a home. Brother Rex said they start drifting back to that old-timey way. Amen. He starts drifting back, praise God, to that whole foundation. Amen. Praise be to God. I said, you know what? I don't want that other way. I want that old-time way. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you. I want that old-time way. Amen. I want to sit where the whole family's getting in, praise God, worshiping together. Mamas and daddies, mamas and papas, praising God together one more time. We can gather at the house of God, or we can gather at your house, and God be welcome. Amen. Holy Ghost of God be real. Praise the Lord. See, we got to pull together, because real religion, it's taught and it's caught in the home. Amen. But if it's not taught and it's not caught in the home, it'll probably not be caught at all. Amen. It's a proven fact that if when a child of God, if he's not saved, but he's a young person, that 20 years later, he'll not be saved by default. He'll not be saved by default, but just realize, you know what? Well, he said, well, I realize Christianity's out there, but you know what? They'll not choose it. They'll not choose it because they'll say, well, I've made it this far. Might as well just go the rest of the way. God help us, youngins. We can't allow our children to default in the bankruptcy. What we're doing, if we ain't careful, we'll default our home into bankruptcy. We'll declare that there's no power there. Amen. We'll declare that there's nothing there for us. Poor old Mrs. Woozit. I tell you how she can keep from losing it. She needs to get a hold of God and let God get a hold of us. Say, you know what, Lord? I don't want to live apart from you no more. I don't want that separated life. I want God to be my home. I want to be that foundation that I'm building on, that I'm living in, so that God can do the thing that Paul says, give us that strength that we need, that it comes from God. We need that today. We need the power from on high. Praise God. Don't want to be no... What happens? You know what happens to young people? If we ain't careful, they get caught in a vacuum. Amen? Human beings hate a vacuum. Just like nature hates a vacuum. Hey, you know what? Something happens. Something happens to nature. Something's taken out. Something else will take its place. Amen. If we ain't very careful, if our kids default, they'll be caught up in a vacuum. A lot of our children have been caught up in vacuum. What they're doing, they're without the Lord. They're without God. We're taking it away from them. Amen. We are taking God away from them. And you know what? Evil's going to find a place to infiltrate. Evil is going to come along, and it's going to fill that vacuum. Amen? See, that's what's happening. That's why our world is becoming so violent and so wicked. See, we're taking God out, and there's a vacuum. So what it's doing, it's sucking in, and we're watching these TV and all these things and these movies and everything else and these video games, these violent videos, and we're just getting sucked into that, and we're filling our lives, filling that empty place with violence and murder and hatred. Amen. So that vacuum is just a sucking them in. You hear a big whooping sound in America right now. And it's our children, our families, our lives being sucked into that vacuum. You say, preacher, how do you keep that from happening? Well, the only way to keep a vacuum from happening, you, any of you at home got a vacuum cleaner? What happens when the bag gets full? It quits sucking. Amen? Amen. That's kind of a crude analogy, but that's what happens. When we get so full of God, and we want Him so much that we get full, guess what? The vacuum quits sucking because there's nothing to draw. Amen? Because it's already full. It's saturated. Praise God. Amen? It might even run over a little bit. You know them old Sears vacuum cleaners, when they'd get so plumb full, praise God, that old bag of poof, and then that dust would go puffing out in there. Amen. Remember them? They got them bagless now, don't do that. But they still, when they get full, they quit sucking. They start losing that vacuum. Amen. I want to say today, the whole family, praise God, is getting caught up in a vacuum. But I want to say, praise God, Jesus said it don't have to be that way. He said, it's time to come out of the vacuum. Listen to what He says, and I'm done. Listen to what He says, verse 19. He said, and to know, He said, now here it said, we've looked at it, we've measured it. We see the breadth and length and the depth and the height, and we've realized that it's about 58 hours a week, praise God, that we need to rearrange. Amen? 58 hours a week we need to rearrange, and we need to start making time for Jesus. We need to start making time for Jesus to come into our home. We need to start making time for Jesus to have a place at our house. Amen? And Jesus says, and the Bible says this, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. See, He fills up that void. He eliminates that vacuum. And we get so full of God. We get so full of godliness. We get so full of love. So full of compassion that there's no room for nothing else. It pushes that other stuff out. And praise God, Jesus just becomes the center of our lives. Amen. You know what happened? And then it envelops the whole family. Praise God. Not just me. I'm talking about the whole family of God. And He goes in and said, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly. Who's that? Jesus. Amen. Through the Holy Ghost. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now listen to this. According to the power that worketh in us. I want to say today, you have that power. If you've been saved, you have the power. And it's working in you. But the thing is, are we willing to let it work? Amen? Are we willing to let it work in us? Praise the Lord. And we see this and we wonder. I told you, I said, they don't teach us how to build a home. But God does. Amen? God teaches us to build a home. He says we get rid of stuff that would hinder us. And He said we take in the stuff that'll help us. He goes on. Let me just read one verse to you and I'm done. In Ephesians chapter 29, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 29. You have to watch me. I'm dyslexic. I do that all the time. Somebody needs to say, when I do that, needs to tell me, say, preacher, there ain't no such thing. Amen. In Ephesians 3, in Ephesians 3 and 29. I mean, 4 and 29, I'm sorry. In Ephesians 4 and 29. Amen. Thank you. See? Just testing you. This is only a test. I do it all the time. I do. I'm dyslexic. In Ephesians 4 and 29, the Bible says this, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. You know who He's talking to there? He's talking to me and you, born-again believers. We know what's going to come out of lost people. We expect it. Amen? We expect it. But what it shouldn't come out of me and you. That corrupt communication, yeah. But that which is good to the use of edifying, what's that? To build up and to lift up. And He goes on and He says that it may minister grace unto the hearers, that they might see God in it when we speak. He said, and grieve not the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. He said, if you don't control that, He said, you grieve the Holy Ghost that lives in you. He goes in verse 31 and says this, and I'm done. He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. What? With all malice. He says, Brother Bill, all that fussing and arguing and stuff down at the house, he said, you push that out. He said, you get rid of it like you hate it. Like it's something, Brother X, that's going to destroy your home. It's going to invade. It's going to tear it down, plumb down to the foundation. And he said, you get a hold of that. He said, you push that out. He said, how do you do it? Paul said, you do it by knee language. You say, Lord God, help me. Amen. Help me to get past this, to be the kind of man, the woman, the boy, the girl that God wants me to be, so that we can come together and build a home the way God wants it, so that when it's all said and done, that the whole family, praise God, the whole family be blessed in heaven and on earth. Amen. The whole family, praise God. So one day, when it comes time, that when we get to the end of the way, that somebody can look at you or your loved one or somebody and say, you know what? Boy, they love God. Amen. I know where they are. Amen. They had this testimony. They love God. Amen. So God, like a weenie, so God took them. Praise the Lord. But you can say, praise God, with all the assurance in your heart that I'll see them again. Amen. The whole family, praise God, they won't be nobody left out and nobody left behind. But he said, we start by building a home, and it'll be a home for the whole family. Praise God. Where everybody is partaker. Amen. Listen, mama can't do it by herself. Daddy can't do it by himself. The kids can't do it without daddy and mama. We all got to come together to make our house a home. Amen. You know what? You know why we need to do that? Because, praise God, as we build that home in the way God wants us to, then everybody that comes along, they see that and they say, wow, that's the way it's supposed to be done. I didn't know that. They said, and they might go home and say, Brother Bill, they might say, honey, let's try this. I seen old Brother Rex over there, and him and his little old wife, I don't remember her name. They was over, and they got ready to do such and such. They was making a decision on buying a car. And so they went out there in the parking lot, got down and said, Lord, how do we need a little bit of guidance here? We gotta make a big investment. Lord, but if it's your will, it's your will, God. If you're going to help us with this, somebody see that. And they say, wow, I wonder if that'd help build the home. Amen. Putting God in the midst. Praise God. He said the power, that inner man. Praise God. We need to let that inner man begin to empower us to build a home. Amen. We've got the instructions. Nobody in this world, they ought to make people take home ec. And they ought to teach how to build a home. Amen. But we all assume that we know how. We all assume we know how to build a home, build it right. But I want to say we're missing the mark. Amen. And we build a home when we build it on the Lord Jesus Christ and make Him first. Amen. I'd say, I admit, I blowed it. When I was doing it, I didn't do it right. I just didn't know. But boy, I tell you, I believe God's enlightened us enough to where we know. Amen. We know what God wants us to do. You can say, you know what? I know what God wants me to do. And He's speaking to your heart right here this morning. And He said, you know what? This is what you can do. And you can do it right now. You start today. What does He want you to do?